Local residents who donate clothing, shoes, kitchen items, and the like are the lifeblood for Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. And Catherine Marston, Director of Retail Store Support for Goodwill, says check them out before Halloween festivities arrive this weekend. Those purchases help fund Goodwill programs.
We have got some really amazing programs. We're still doing career navigation services that are available to anyone. And we're also taking other steps to eliminate poverty, like the transformative Melrose Plaza, which has got a medical center, a library, a historical piece to it, and a grocery store, and the Excel Center, where we help people get their high school diploma.
But shop Goodwill thrift stores anytime to support their mission, says Marston, and many are right now.
Times are tough for some people, and we've got people supplementing their full price brand new purchases with items from us. As far as clothing goes, we had a big boost during back to school this year, but we're busy all the time. It's great that we have customers, more people coming into the stores, and we're hoping that with all the great things that we provide, we're going to keep them as shoppers even when the economy does straighten itself out.
Between now and November 2nd, if you purchase a Halloween costume at a Goodwill store, post a photo of it on social media with the hashtag #FindYourSpooky and tag Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. On November 2nd, two entrants will be selected and awarded $250 gift cards. Gene Marano, WFIR News.